Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing this program during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, you are hearing our live broadcast, and we would like to share this time with you. We'd like you to be a part of it. With a question or to join the conversation, give us a call now at 844-322-2742. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and Bob Christopher, a very special guest who's become a very dear friend by Facebook. Let's introduce him right now.
Well, Bob, Tim Roller is joining us today, and Tim is the pastor of Graceway Fellowship in the Indianapolis area, and we've invited him to come on the air with us today to talk about a very special event that is happening next week. Tim, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me back on the program. I can't believe a whole year has gone by since the last time I was here.
I know. I can't believe that either. Just last June, I went up to speak at your event that you call the June Jubilee. You had a number of other speakers that I think it starts next Wednesday, and that's the way it was lined out last year. It started on Wednesday, ended on Sunday morning, and I had the privilege of speaking on Saturday morning, Saturday night, and Sunday last year, and I think that's the same this year. Is that right?
That's exactly how it is. A great lineup, too. We have some exciting men of God that's prepared and ready to preach starting next Wednesday night.
Well, and you have a special theme this year, Because He Lives. And so we're going to talk about what it means to us on a day-to-day basis that Jesus Christ is alive, why that resurrection is so vitally important, and how it enables us to live out who we are as children of God in this world today. It's, I think, a wonderful theme. I can't wait to be a part of that.
Amen. We are very excited about it. That thought came to me during a conversation with one of the ladies in our church. She and I were just standing there at the front of the auditorium after a service, and something she said triggered that thought to me, and I smiled, and I told her, I said, that's the theme of this year's June Jubilee, Because He Lives, and it has, it'll be for all the right reasons, and talking about the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ living His life in and through us, and what it means to us as born-again people.
Well, Tim, tell our listeners how they can find out more information about this event. Give them your website, and if there's a phone number that they can call to find out more information, let them know how they can be a part of it, because we want as many people as possible to join us. I think it's of such value for believers to gather, to open up the Word of God, and really explore what this grace of God means to us, why the resurrection is so significant, how that can be the motivation for our day-to-day living. So let our listeners know how they can be a part of it.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say that this is a free event. We do not even receive any offerings during this service for the June Jubilee. So please come. It is free. No worries about parking. We have ample parking space, and folks can find out more about us at our webpage. It is called GracewayFellowshipChurch.com, and a phone number is area code 317-459-0062.
Okay, so it's GracewayFellowshipChurch.com.
That's correct.
Okay, GracewayFellowshipChurch.com. That has all the information. And then give that phone number again one more time.
Area code 317-459-0062. When they visit the website, there will be a list of a listing of hotels that are available. And I'd like to say that the hotels are within a quarter of a mile of the church, and it's very very easily accessed.
Yeah, and also give the address of the church. You're in Plainfield, Indiana.
Yes, the physical address is 8446 East County Road, 700 South, Plainfield, Indiana, 46168. And we're very easy to find. We're at exit number 66 on Interstate 70, and we're just west of the Indianapolis International Airport.
Okay. Now, folks, I want you to come, not only for the teaching, but I want you to meet Tim. Tim is one of those courageous souls. He's been in ministry for a number of years. He grew up in a legalistic background, a fundamentalist, and through the encouragement of a friend, through some key books that he read along the way, and through listening to the Basic Gospel radio broadcast, he came to a point and said, hey, I've got to change directions, not only personally, but as far as ministry is concerned. And Tim, there was a passage of scripture that really totally changed the trajectory of your life. Acts, I think, chapter 8, Philip, the evangelist. Tell us a little bit of how that particular passage changed you and changed your ministry, and so that Graceway Fellowship is now a place for grace for people who come and fellowship there.
Well, right. As you said, Bob, I was spiritually raised in a very legalistic environment. And when I was called to preach, I just pretty much followed suit in that same style of preaching. And when I came into the gospel of grace, I immediately had to take a second look of what message I was preaching. And I had to get away from the rules and the regulation style of preaching, and I had to go with what was actually in the Bible. And when I came to that passage of Acts chapter 8, verse 35, as the story of Philip going down to Gaza, and he met the Ethiopian there, and the Ethiopian cannot understand what scripture he was reading there in Isaiah. And at that point, Philip began to preach unto him Jesus. And right there, it was just like the Holy Spirit said, Tim, this is what you need to preach. It is Jesus. And I really like what Andrew Farley says. It's Jesus plus nothing. And from that point on, it has turned around my ministry. Every service at Graceway Fellowship, we are uplifting the name of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I get a different reaction these days when people are leaving the service. Sunday after Sunday, I have people leaving telling me how encouraged that they are through the Word of God and how that God has blessed them. And so there's quite a difference in the style of preaching these days, and it's about Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I love that passage, and I'm just going to read it for our listeners. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told them the good news about Jesus. It's the good news of God's love and grace, and that's what Graceway Fellowship is all about there in Plainfield, Indiana. I'm honored to be joining Tim and his team there next week for the June Jubilee. We want you to come and visit with us. We're honored as a ministry to be in partnership with the church there. They're honored to be in partnership with us. We want you to come and be a part of this. Again, you can go to GracewayFellowshipChurch.com, GracewayFellowshipChurch.com, and get all the information, the address, the phone number, where to stay if you're coming from out of town. Just come be a part of this. I know you're going to be blessed. You're going to walk away knowing why it is so important that Jesus Christ is alive. You're going to understand that you live because he lives. That's good news. Well, Tim, thank you for joining us today. And boy, I'm really looking forward to seeing you next week, my friend.
Bob, we're looking forward to seeing you too. And have a safe journey, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay. God bless, Tim. Thank you so much.
I know that's going to be a great, great time. Tim, of course, is a very dear, dear friend, and we appreciate his ministry as well. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, Bob, we've got only 15 days before the end of our fiscal year, and we're down to some serious time in order to meet our budgeted bills. We're looking for a year-end total of $199,000 between now and the 30th. So It's a hill to climb, but you know, God has climbed many hills. As a matter of fact, he's the author of the hills.
Yes, yes, he is. We do have a ways to go to reach that target. I think today, up until today, we've received about $65,000. So mm-hmm. we're about $130,000 that we still need to raise. And we know God is fully capable of doing that. So we're yeah. trusting him. We're counting on him to move in the hearts of people, to join with this ministry, to give generously, so that we can continue to reach out. There is so much information that is going out on various radio stations, that is going out through all the different social media platforms, that isn't really gospel. There's a lot of stuff. It's just not the right stuff. That was yeah. my life. I was listening to a lot of stuff in college and a lot of stuff as I graduated college. It just wasn't the right stuff. It really didn't lift up the name of Jesus. It wasn't the good news about Jesus. It sounded Christian. It sounded good. There was some truth to it, just not the whole picture about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. And so many people are out there listening to those mixed messages. They're yeah. getting frustrated. They're not experiencing joy and peace in their relationship with Christ Jesus. But there is a message that can cut through all of that clutter of confusion and bring clarity to the human heart, to the human mind, so that a person can experience peace and a joyful relationship with yeah. Jesus Christ, and they can walk in the power of his resurrection. We want you to come and partner with us, join with us through your financial gifts to get that message out there. And we've heard time and time again, Tim Roller is one example. Mm-hmm. He listens every day. He has asked his the members of his church to download our Basic Gospel app so they can listen every day. Much of what he hears on the broadcast makes its way into sermons week after week after week. Why is that so? Because he wants the folks that he ministers to hear the good news about Jesus. And he is seeing a complete turnaround in the impact of that message in the lives of those who are hearing it. He is seeing the fruit of that gospel in their day-to-day lives. So if you want to see the gospel of Jesus Christ go out in its purity, if you want to see the fruit of that gospel in the lives of people all over this world, we encourage you to join with us. Give today, give generously, so that others can walk in peace, can know the love of God, can experience the life of God in abundance.
Absolutely. And friends, to say thanks for your help this month, we're going to send you our brand new DVD called The Real You. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and get to know The Real You. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or donate online at basicgospel.net. Now, that number you just heard, if you're hearing this broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want you to be a part of it. I know you must have questions, puzzling things through the scriptures that you are dealing with that you would like to pose. So get on that phone right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had a question that came to us overnight, and we're going to go to that right now from a gentleman named Steve.
Hi, this is Steve. I appreciate your program. I've been listening to it from time to time. I also listen to other programs as well on XM 131. My question is about baptism. I was listening to one program there, and I don't recall their call name. However, they were saying to the effect that if you haven't been baptized, you're not saved. And it kind of bothered me to understand a little more about it. I understand that being a born-again Christian there, I've been baptized, but I know some that have been saved but haven't been baptized yet. And I understand with Scripture, of course, it says it's a step of obedience that we need to do that as soon as we can. to make a public statement or commitment and in your confession of your faith. But the way they were explaining it, it was saying that if you didn't get baptized, that you wouldn't be saved until otherwise. So I kind of struggled with that.
Well, Steve, thank you for asking that question. Baptism is one of those issues that can be divisive. There's many different viewpoints as far as water baptism and the meaning of it. So as he was saying, there are some that believe that you can't be saved unless you're baptized in water. There are several denominations that believe that. And if you've been baptized in water by another denomination, they may not even accept that as sufficient for salvation. They want you to be baptized by their pastor in their water at their church. That's what's going to save you. Well, if that's the case, then there is no gospel. That is adding to the gospel, which in essence takes away from the sufficiency of Christ's work in death, burial, and resurrection. That's the good news that saves. Water baptism isn't a part of that. Paul talked about that in his first letter to the Corinthians. He said, I am so glad that God did not send me to baptize people, but he sent me to preach the gospel. And he talks about the fact that he's only baptized a few folks. But what he concentrated on was getting people identified with Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. That message and that message alone saved. So that's what we need to understand. Water baptism is not a part of the equation of the gospel. It never has been. It never will be. It does have a role, and I think that role is a significant one, in the fact that we can celebrate openly and publicly what God has done already in our lives. So it's almost like a birthday celebration. We're going to make it public to those that we love, to our church family, that we too have been identified with Christ in his death, his burial, his resurrection. And when that happens, and when the church recognizes water baptism in that light, that it really is a celebration, you see a lot of rejoicing. It is a happy, joyful occasion. We get the opportunity to rejoice together with the person that is being baptized. But that's as deep as it needs to go. Now, it's also reflective, that water baptism is reflective of the real baptism that saves. And that's a spiritual baptism. So Jesus said this, John the Baptist said this as well. John the Baptist said that I came baptizing with water, but there's one that comes after me that's going to baptize you with the Spirit. So that's Jesus. That's the one that came after John the Baptist, and he baptizes with the Spirit. That's the important baptism, not the water baptism, but the spiritual baptism. Paul talks about that in Romans 6. He says this, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Well, what does that word baptized mean? It means to be placed into, to be immersed into. It was a term that they used when they dyed cloth. So they would have a white piece of cloth. They would put that cloth, they would baptize it into a vat of dye, and then they would pull it out, and that cloth would be a different color. So identified with the dye in the vat that it comes out different. It went in as a white piece of cloth, it came out as a red piece of cloth. So we are this cloth that was in Adam. And now through the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are placed by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. We go down into that death, that burial, and resurrection with him, and we come out as a brand new creation in Christ. We have a new identity. We're children of God. We went into that in Adam. When we're baptized by the Spirit, we come out of that in Christ. So we've changed location, we've changed identity, and that all happens by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have been baptized into Christ Jesus. We were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in the newness of life. So God has given us a new identity in Christ. We have a new name. We're children of God. And now we have a new purpose, to walk in the newness of life. And we have also been baptized or placed into his ascension. As Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, we have been raised up and seated in Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. So now we have a destiny. We know where we're going. So we've answered those three age-old questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? Spiritual baptism answers all of that, gives you a new identity, child of God, a new purpose to walk in the newness of life, a new destiny to be with Christ forever. That's the baptism that saves. It happens the moment that you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord. That's your response to that gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the faith aspect of it. He saves by grace through faith. And when all of that takes place, the Holy Spirit places you into Jesus Christ. And you celebrate that in water baptism. Yeah. So that's how all of this works. And when we get that right, boy, we can really rejoice when somebody does go through the sacrament of water baptism.
Yeah.
So, Steve, we appreciate your call. We appreciate your question, and I hope that was beneficial to you.
Yes, indeed. We, of course, love hearing from you, our listeners, and if you have a question, as Steve did, we encourage you to leave us a voicemail if you don't hear the live program. That number, 844-322-2742, is available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Friends, I have a question for you. How many times have you run across Bible passages that you just couldn't make sense of, or worse than that, sent cold chills down your back? Well, we're tackling many of those hard-to-understand passages every Friday on Basic Gospel. Do you have one of those passages? Well, we'd like to know. Just tell us about it in an email sent to bob@basicgospel.net. What are you struggling with? Let us know. Again, email bob@basicgospel.net, or you can voicemail us at that same number, 844-322-2742, or message us through our Basic Gospel Facebook page. And join us for Hard Passages tomorrow on Basic Gospel. And Bob, I just want to once again mention the fact that we're closing in on the end of our fiscal year with a very serious need.
Well, we do have a serious need. We want to meet this target. We actually want to see God crush this target so that we can be prepared to grow the ministry. If we don't meet this target, we may have to make some other decisions. Then we don't want to make those. We want to see this gospel go forth. We want people to be connected to the love of Jesus Christ. So join with us. Help make a difference in people's lives all around this world. And, you know, we have an incredible platform that God has put in place through our radio ministry. We're on over 400 stations around this country. We're on Sirius XM, channel 131, that is reaching all across America into Canada and into parts of Mexico. And then with our internet partnerships, we are literally around the world. Our latest statistic was that we are reaching people in 122 different countries. So come and be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel.
As we said, only 15 days away from the end of our fiscal year, and we seriously need your help to meet our year-end budget. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. And to say thanks for your help this month, we're going to send you our brand-new DVD called The Real You. 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for an in-depth look at hard passages on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.